Hello everyone, this is Nuts, 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 and welcome back to Rhythm Heaven DS. This is part 6. Unfortunately, I think this project is going to have to be postponed, probably, for a few days. I'm not sure if I'm even going to be able to record this part successfully, and I haven't tested anything. I did make a backup, so if everything goes completely wrong, I can redo it. But, after this, I think I'm going to have to stop making videos until a few days later when I can record something, probably next weekend. But, we'll find out. So, starting set 6, let's see if we can do this. Our first game has a reoccurring intro, which is the intro of Rhythm Rally, so you could guess this is another game that has to do with balls, and don't take that out of context, please. It's already starting? What? Okay. So, you hear this noise, and you just keep tapping, just like with Frog Hop. You just keep kicking this ball. By the way, the game is called Space Soccer, so that's where you're kicking this ball. And it says kick every time. Now, this next part is where you need to flick, so let me put my phone down. And you have to listen first. And now you do it. You have to hold and flick. So, high, hold, flick. Kick. High, kick, toe. Kick, kick. And that's literally all the game is. And with the Lure script, this is so much more easier than what it used to be like. Thank goodness. And I do like the music in this one. Sounds really cool. Let's see if we can do this. I think we can. Oh no, I forgot to tap, crap. That's what happens if you miss it. Oh, this part. Oh god. I kicked it. Oh, ew. Woo. I like that part. So yeah, if you miss it, it responds at a certain point. There's like certain respawn points every... Oh god, what the? Kinda like that. Like what you just heard there. So, it's not like it responds every, like, always at a certain point in time. It has like certain respawn points throughout the level, and if you lose your ball in an inconvenient time, you could get pretty bad results. But, even with me losing it right there, just there twice, I still got the superb somehow. That is really cool. Now, this next one is only a tapping game, so that means I can use my microphone again. By the way, I'm not sure if you can notice, but I am recording now from my regular, normal place again. So everything is back to normal. So, our next game is arguably my favorite, although a lot of these games are my favorite, because I like them a lot, but this one stands out. Yeah, it's the same intro from Frog Hop. And, This one is called Lockstep. And I'm not sure when was the... Yeah, I think it was on off-screen and on a private recording where I kept calling it Flockstep, because that's like a pun on the same name from the game In Rhythm Heaven Fever, which came later. But it's basically the same idea. Well, okay, not exactly, but a little bit, because you just keep tapping. That's all you do. If you don't do it, they're gonna like slap you in the face or something. That's what it sounds like. But you just keep tapping, just like in Frog Hop and Space Sock. Oh, that's the only game in which they cheer you, just like they always do in Rhythm Heaven Fever. That is cool. Anyway, this next part is where you have to march or do a tap on the backbeat. Like that. And now, they're going to introduce the cue of what it sounds like when you're switching between the two. This reminds me of Donk Donk Action. It was in the actual, it was in the same position too. Row 6, column 2. Is that a coincidence or what? Well, anyway, not column 2, game 2, but you know what I mean. Now, listen to this. And you're going to hear, hey, hi. And that's when you're switching back, and then, hey. And that means when you go back to the normal step. So every time you do it twice as fast, tap, tap, and then, hi, tap, 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 and just follow this. Of course, in the real game, it's not always this consistent, but almost as consistent. And, of course, the music is another one of my favorite tracks. So, yay. I can always just guarantee that I won't miss anything if I just press the skip tutorial button, but anyway. 1, 2, 3, go! I just love how this game does the different patterns and stuff where you can go, between the two different things. They did a really good job of getting the cues right. Because there's always a fair warning. I've been told, or so I've heard, that the visuals in this game mess with you quite a bit, so they try to distract you, but, you know, I can't really be distracted since I'm not even... I can't see anything, so... I keep thinking that there's an extra hey there just because there's an extra symbol there, but there isn't. Also, the clicking noises that you keep hearing is when I'm doing it too early, and it doesn't count in the perfect, so if you do that, it doesn't count towards your perfect fail thing. So I think you can keep clicking and it'll still count, like it just did there to me. And for some reason, I'm not sure if this is just because the emulator or what, but it just cuts off what the hell? I think I sung too much or something, but it cut off randomly there. I'm not sure if it's supposed to do that in the real game or not. I think they fixed it in the re-release, but not this one. So yeah, I got my first okay in a really long time, and I wish I wouldn't have done. But you have to live with it, so let's get a superb on it. Either that, or no. Okay, never mind. So, let's save and do that. Yay! Superb! I knew I could do that. In fact, most of the time I always do, even while singing. This time, I did not. But, you know, you have to live with it. Now, unfortunately, this next game is one of the first ones where you are going to have to flick quite extensively. Like, really extensively, in fact, because the only thing you can do is flick. But flick in a really weird way, as we'll get to discover. So, do I keep clicking on the wrong game? This intro that has been used quite a few times by now represents the game, which is going to actually start off a little side mode that is accessible through the screen where you have the middle of the rhythm toys and endless games and all that, and was was shown off quite extensively during the video where I demonstrated the Lyra script. So, this is Rockers, the game where you play guitar in a different way than the way you did it in Big Rock Finish. See, in this game, you have to be really careful at how you mute the notes, besides just flicking. So first they're going to show you how to play a note and then mute it. So now I get control. I can tap. Now the weirdest part about this is the way you do it. Because you can't... I've discovered that you cannot get a superb, or at least not that I know of, without using this technique where you have to use you can't just press Z or press the B button. Instead, you have to do the hold mouse button and B and let go of both method, which unfortunately makes a really jarring noise if you let it hold down enough, like this. So yes, that is unfortunately something that you're going to have to deal with, but that's the only way I found that makes all the notes muted at the right times without any excessive clicks, because every time you just press the beat button on its own, it has to touch the screen first, and that means it creates a tap or a muted note. Now it's going to start a beat here, and you're going to have to repeat a riff that it does, like this. That's really bad, but it did let me in somehow. This next one is a little trickier, but not by much. Didn't like that. I don't get this. Almost. Come on, let me progress. There we go. So that's a little bit hard to get used to. You have to keep, you know, pressing the B button, holding it, letting go, and then pressing the just the mouse button to mute, and muting at the right times. Takes a bit of time getting used to. Now, this next part is what you have to be really, really important. This is a really important thing, because it says that. Yeah, that's what you do. When you hear, come on, go. Both of you have to do that. Come on. So, that. And then, the very last thing, which is also the last thing in the tutorial, is a coincidence, is this part. Where? Last one! You both of you have to do this. Last one! And that's it. So, I hope that I'll be able to do this, but I'm not sure. I haven't practiced, of course, so let's find out. Here we go. Oh, yay. I got to cheer. Why is the other guitar on the right while mine is in the center? That's not supposed to happen, is it? Hold long notes. And come on! Yay! And come on! Yes! And last one! Not bad, not bad at all. I think that was probably the best that I could have ever done. I think. No, apparently it was not. What was wrong? I don't know. Guess I'm gonna have to try that again. Or get a perfect one first. I don't get what that was. Yes, we get a perfect attempt, but we also get the announcement of the guitar lessons that are now available in the screen with the rhythm toys and the strings and all that. So, now it's time for me to find out. Oh god. Now it's time for me to find out what that perfect attempt is, so I'll be back.
Okay, drummer duel time. Not bad, not bad of a game. Let's see if I can do this. I think I will be able to. Oh, time to change my sound settings back. That was second try. The first game that I had to actually fail once, but I did get it the second try, so that is really good. So far I have two games from row 1, row 2, and row 4, and row 3, 5, and 6 have not been touched. So far. And they're always in a direct, like they're always next to each other. So I have row 1, game 3 and 4, row 2, game 2 and 3, and row 4, game 2 and 3. So that's a thing. And I, so far, I've missed row 2, 1 and 4, so I could have gotten everything except for the remix, but in row 2 by now, and row 4, column 4, or game 4. Which was Love Lab, and I really hated that one. Anyway, the next game is something that you may remember if anyone watched any of my earlier playthroughs, which some of you may have done. But this time, there's flicking involved. Yay. Which one is it? It's this one? Yes, it is. It's Karate Man time. Although, this is the first, this is the second iteration of Karate Man, because the first one was in Rhythm Tengoku, and the noises that he makes when he punches stuff is quite different from this to Rhythm Heaven Fever to Tengoku. Oh, and this is the, if you remember, I talked once about a version of a tutorial music that was different. Well, this is it. Because it's a completely new, redesigned version of tutorial music. Also, Hit 3 does exist in this version, unlike in Rhythm Tengoku, where it didn't say it, but it did exist. Hit 3? Just like last time, if you, not last time, but like in Rhythm Tengoku and stuff, if you miss one, it goes, no. If you miss it completely, that is. Now, this is where you need to flick, unfortunately. Yeah, you have to, and then punch, kick, just like that. I like saying it that way, I don't know why. And no, I don't know the lyrics to the song, but it is a lyric song, just like all the other Karate Man songs have been. So, let's practice.
Punch, kick!
So, what you're going to hear is
punch, kick!
Just like that. It really goes together with the music. Just listen.
Punch, kick!
It really goes together with the music. Now, this next, last part that they're gonna show you is just the fact that, all this stuff can be combined into one huge screen. Kind of like this.
Punch, kick!
I did that. But it doesn't count. So listen to this.
Punch, kick!
Just like that.
Punch, kick! Punch, kick! Hit 3! Punch, kick!
And that's about it!
Punch, kick!
Oh, and it doesn't... Oh, okay, I see. So, just like last time, the music is just a little bit faster than in the tutorial. And I don't think, as I said, I won't be really able to, sing every single part of it, but I'll try to do something. One thing I do wish they would have done is put in more hit threes, but, that may come in later. No. Oh, of course I missed the very first one.
god, I haven't played this in a while. Be careful with that thing you have to hit there, because I miss it a lot. That's true. The fans are great, so fun. Never please have a rule. Splinters fall on a head. Splinters with them to fool. Leave me on my own with tears there. Oh, what can I do? That's true. They say that losing love, breaking heart, it only makes you look even more beautiful. I don't believe it's true, but I see you. Oh, what can I do? I'm a dude. I wish that we could be close, close enough to use our names for once. And you would say to me, oh, I love you so. You say, you won't let me go. Ah, yes. Yeah. Rain falls on me, and now I'm looking away. What the hell was that? I'm not the guy to let you in just a cry. So I got to leave, I got to forget you. And so I hide myself away from the world, leaving behind a solo for the solid of death. I think that I'm the only one of the game. You told me it just was quite true. I suppose that I was too young. No, quite true. Yeah, quite true. Why do I keep missing stuff? Punch kick! Punch kick! Punch kick! And last, punch kick! Judging by how well I thought my singing was going to be, which I thought was going to be much worse, I am really surprised that that wasn't okay. I was expecting to try again. So, yay, at least I got the okay. And that means I can do it again. Great. But actually, well, no, because I really do like this game. Question is, where is it? My headphones are a little faulty, so sometimes I click the wrong button. But not this time. Let's do this. Two things that I wanted to talk about, but I was so into the music that I completely forgot about it,
First of all is, that the, you heard in one point, I think it was, the thing where she says, I wish that we could be close, close enough to use our something for once, although I'm not exactly sure what that is. In there, there's like these offbeat things, and they are the only place where they appear, but they do have a different noise, so you have to keep that in mind. And then the other one, I forgot, what was I going to mention? I'm not sure. I'm trying to think. Nope, can't think of anything. What was it? Oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. That was one of the, that was the important part. But anyway, with all those rows, those games cleared, it's time for the remix, oh god. And, unfortunately, after the remix, there's even more. But, guess that would be for the better, because without it, we wouldn't be moving on. So, this remix is a spacey remix, which is quite long, but not as long as Remix 3. That's good. And its gimmick is literally just to repeat different things in different ways. And, it's kind of like Remix 5, just a little... Well, it doesn't really do the same thing as Remix 5. You'll see. If I can actually click on it. No. So, since this is a space-themed game, we start with Space Off, because why not? And... The noises change the speed along with the cut. Now, this is what you were not expecting. Random lockstep. And then random karate. The transitions in this game are something really weird. Oh, none of that. Space soccer thing, high kick toe there, but not sure if that's gonna cost me anything. It's probably gonna be an okay. Nope, superb! Wow. Not bad, not bad at all. Now, this means something. For those who have watched any of my other playthroughs, especially in Rhythm Heaven Fever, you may know what's coming up. Because it doesn't move on to back to the game select screen. Oh no, it doesn't. There's more text. And after that, well, this happens. Yeah, let's go! I haven't heard this song in ages. Like, this is another one where it's auto-controlled, so you don't actually play this game at all, but you will be able to play it just like in Rhythm Heaven Fever with the Nightwalk thing. It's paradise since the first time I saw you standing there.
but it seems so long ago now, yeah. He's paradise where no man can show us how to get there. Come on up, baby.
Does it just say la 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 there? That's really stupid. Anyway.
We made our way out of long, long darkness. And we made it this far, such a long road. So let's go. We shining all the way. We on our own path now. We can take it anywhere that we wanna go. These songs of love. I am always looking at you, my sweet girl. And I see you right there smiling back at me too.
Ha ha ha. This game, by the way, is called Air Border, for those who don't exactly know what that is. And we may be able to play it later. That's probably something I'm going to do after the last part of the playthrough, maybe. Now, this part is basically the credits thing, where they show off all the different characters that you've been playing with, where they show all the games that you've played up to this point. And instead of a random tropical music, like in Rhythm Having Fever, you actually have a remix of the level select screen music. And there's a reason for that, because it's gonna go away, just like in Rhythm Heaven Fever. It's gonna be replaced with the Air Border music. So, I guess this is our goodbye to it. Although, yes, you can play it in the cafe. So, that's a thing. But I really like this remix. It's really cool. It has like both a rock sound to it and an orchestral sound. I like that quite a lot. Thank you very much. I love that so much. It's so cool. And with that, we're introduced to what we're going to be hearing for the rest of this project. This music is the Air Border remix, which is instrumental, thus it has different melody track, which corresponds to the Japanese music instead of the English lyrics music, but never mind. The reason why it just tapped in there was because, if you now look, just a minute while I put my phone down. The move icon is now able to move not only left and right, and it makes a different noise too, but now it's able to move up and down. So now I can move it here. And down. Wherever you want. So now it's in the top right corner. And the reason, or one of the things that you can do with this now, is there's nothing here. Wait, is there? Oh, it's the cafe. Okay. No, I didn't need to re-enter that. What the hell? Just a minute while I get myself out. There we go. But if you move the move icon all the way down and find this button, there is none. There are no buttons at all on the very top. So that's going to be added later. If you remember Rhythm Tengoku, for example, I still had one of those buttons that was still locked. Well, that's what that is. Now, what there is if you move all the way up, this button is going to be the metal corner, I think. Let's see.
Yes, that's the metal corner. And that has Rhythm Toys, Endless Games, and the Guitar Lessons now. Which I accidentally clicked on. This music, actually, is a throwback to Rhythm Tengoku's drum music, which is a really nice touch. I like it. It almost has the same patches in it as well. It's almost the same music, except a little higher quality. And I like it quite a lot. And especially the part with the guitar in it. This is this. So yeah, there's that. And we're gonna get into that later. If I can find the backup. Okay. So, now what I did not show you yet is in here, on the very bottom. That's where this other side thing is, and if you click this, it enters the airborne minigame that we just now witnessed. So, with that, I have row 6 complete, all superbs. Did have to redo some of them, unfortunately. But it's not too bad. And I hope that I'll be able to start row 7 soon, but it won't be easy. But in the meantime, I hope you've enjoyed everything up to this point. And,
I guess I'm just going to see you whenever I get to record part 7. So this has been part 6, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye for now.